Welcome to Intrepid Heroes, an actual play podcast of the Starfinder 2nd Edition playtest adventure, A Cosmic Birthday. I'm Jason, and I'll be your GM.
I'm Scott, and I'm playing Zosra Shizori, a Patra Skirmisher operative who's looking for a new cause.
I'm Stephanie, and I'm playing Starchild, a Soki envoy full of energy from the Drift.
I'm Tim, and I'm playing Krizek Vare, a Warblood Vest soldier with a knack for violence.
I'm Mark. I'm playing Iswar, a Kasathan Graviton Solarian.
I'm John, and I'm playing Dr. Vic Dume, an android witchwarper seeking a lost reality.
I'm Ron, and I'm playing Jode, a human mystic looking to make the galaxy a better place.
And now, on to the episode. Hello, and welcome back to the Intrepid Heroes playthrough of the Starfinder 2nd Edition playtest adventure, A Cosmic Birthday!
Yay!
Tweety noises. When we last left our Intrepid Heroes, they had just finished robbing a bank. Or finding out that a bank had been robbed before they had gotten a chance to rob it, and then tracking down those criminals, a bunch of space goblins who were hiding away on a secret space dock sort of underneath Little Akaton, getting all of the stuff back from them, and returning it to the people of Little Akaton through the help of Nick Knack. There was a big party, sort of a block party there, where the goods were given back to the people. If you recall, you actually also got some credits of your own. You were, you know, sort of meeting some people from the neighborhood, maybe getting some food, getting some drink and whatnot. And sort of at the end of this, or, you know, near the end of this party, a group of children who had been looking at Zosra sort of like from a distance came over and asked him if they could help him and the rest of the group find their lost squawks. Answers to the name of Spike and is a sort of a cute little fuzzy half fox, half squirrel thing that they can't find. It's been missing since the sort of weird blackouts had occurred. The squawks is friends with a sort of maybe another sort of a bodega squawks named Rasputin, and that's basically all they know. And so we sort of cut that there, and we're gonna come back in and finding out what y'all want to do. Maybe it's the next day. You probably all let's say you've all rested up. If you want.
That's great. Yes,
you can. Yeah. Then maybe begin your investigation into this lost pet.
Okay.
What's a bodega squawks?
You know what a bodega is, John?
Yeah.
But you know what a bodega cat is?
No.
As a cat lives in the bodega.
Yeah, okay. I get it. Yeah.
This is a squawks that lives in the bodega.
Okay, I got it. Yeah.
All right. I have things I can do.
All right. What do you want to do?
What do squawks eat? That's what I want about things.
I think we got some of its treats.
Yes. Yes, you got some squawks treats from the same manufacturers of the pickle chips.
You want to try some out?
Right.
That's right.
You ask what they eat.
No, I'm not a missing squawks.
Well, I guess we
found
it.
I'm glad we're clear on that.
I'm a human. I am at the very pinnacle of humanity in that I am Aslanti.
Here we go.
He's a Nazi.
Are you? Are you now?
Space Nazi.
So you are squawksing all the time.
Squawks.
You're squawksing all the time.
Yeah.
Where do we find the bodega?
Yes.
That's the same
around
place.
Around the corner.
That one person was it from, right?
Our listener,
yes, Manny Moonpuncher.
John pointed at me eagerly as though to say, that is exactly the right question, Ron, so I feel very supported. Thank you.
It's that away.
We will go.
This show bad woman named Manny Moonpuncher owns the bodega.
She was at the party.
In the right direction. She was at the party. Right. You talked to her for a little bit, and she says, she didn't want to talk about why she's called Moon Puncher.
Right.
It's embarrassing. I think it was embarrassing.
Maybe embarrassed, slightly embarrassed. No, I think we did talk about it a little bit. She got mad and punched the moon, the fake moon in Little Akaton, sort of like Skyscape.
Right. We got that answer. Yeah.
But she never explained exactly how she did that. It's just that she got mad and punched the moon, and that's kind of
right,
all you know.
And that seems to be all that anybody needs to know around here.
Yeah, and that's, well, yeah, basically, that's it.
Tells you a lot. Oh, yeah. Is Little Ekatone still in lockdown?
Yes, you're still in lockdown, Kurt. Okay. The news is still ongoing, too. If you check the news in the morning, right, you maybe check, mm-hmm. tune into Channel 5 or what have you. Local news is basically – local, I mean, there's – not local to Little Ekatone, local to the space station, which, of course, what else would it be?
Right.
Is saying that there's still some dangerous sort of power surges here and there. The leader of the space station, leader of Epsilon Station, is sort of saying keeping people kind of in their neighborhoods for safety's sake. They want to make sure that no one else gets, you know, accidentally sucked into the ghost levels again. That kind of stuff. There is also just sort of general chatter on the news. And it's sort of like not really mentioned on the main news programs. You kind of have to go dig deep into the infosphere a little bit to get some of this, like, oh, there's other weird stuff happening. Okay. People are saying, one of the sort of larger news stories on some of, on these sort of like not quite dark web info, dark infosphere, but that's literally like a let's say like. It's on a lot of the social media. It's like the same person on lots of different social medias, shouting about how people are getting abducted by vampires.
Oh boy!
Wow!
Really?
Other social media.
It's another.
There's also social media posts about people going missing. Which first person may comes up. It's the vampires, right? But then there's other people who are just like, they've gone missing. Some people say, oh, they may have got lost in the ghost levels. Some people are just saying they've run away, but and are hiding somewhere in the space station, because they've been touched by something, psychically, right? It's a lot of conflicting information, okay. being social media and all that. But there's definitely an undercurrent of like a lot of people think there's some very strange things happening in various parts of the station.
Didn't those cultists want to sacrifice some people down in the ghost levels?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Those cultists. Yeah.
That could cause disappearances.
Good point.
We disappeared.
They weren't actually. We did disappear. They weren't actually vampires, exactly. though. So maybe there's other vampires running around. But I feel like we've got a tendency to get distracted here. Right now, the task before us is just to find the missing squawks.
Right. I was wondering if there was any reports of squawks being, kidnapped by vampires.
Squawks.
Or even squawk sightings.
No squawk snappings. I mean, there's squawks. I mean, it's like seeing a stray cat. Seeing stray squawks on the station is not too infrequent, nothing weird about them is being said about,
a whole bunch of them went missing all at once.
Not a whole bunch of them missing at once. No. For as far as you can tell, the Rasputin, the bodega squawks, is still there. Manny didn't say anything about it in the previous night. You think she would have? It's her pet, basically, right?
Let's find out bodega, for sure.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
All right. It is
just a tiny. It's not tiny, but it's a corner convenience store, basically, right? There is a sort of though no door per se. It's more of a hard light curtain that shimmers down, so it is kind of glowing and holographic, but you can touch it and you push it aside, and you head on in. It does though. It is an unusual convenience store because it has this feel of from the decor and the sort of like maybe there's a little bit of like incense being piped in. You feel like you're in an underground stone temple and maybe in the middle of a desert.
okay.
Showbatter is sort of known for living out in the sort of the desert wastelands of Ekatone. So this sort of is clearly a Showbat inspired architecture here, right?
Okay.
But, on top of all that, there are just sort of normal metal shelves stacked with, disordered merchandise. The thing you can find in a bodega, a glass of window cleaner next to some toilet paper, next to like 8 cans of tuna, next to a can of spaghetti sauce, just randomly scattered stuff, essentially, right? There is a glossy gray squawks sort of sleeping in what is clearly an artificial sunbeam coming in through a fake window that is meant to sort of mimic the desert sun, right? The Akatanian desert sun. He's sleeping on a sort of a box of breakfast cereal, right? And then there's a sort of a booth, glass booth in the near the door, facing the door, and Manny is there. She's tall, right? Forearms. She's wearing a kind of a traditional but very fancy showbad dress. It's like silk and purple. And she's basically, you know, she's got a handful, you know, on each of her four hands covered in costume jewelry. It looks like rings and whatnot.
She's a showbad of means.
I mean, she owns this corner store. She owns a business. She's, you know.
Yes.
Did I show you this woman before? Let's take a look at her.
I don't think
now.
So.
I thought so. We can
give you an idea of what she looks like. Gray skin, muscles, out to Tuesday. And also, you know, that sort of showbad head, which is very, very hairless, and kind of almost an orc like lower jaw, you know, kind of big tusks coming out of it. Mm-hmm. You know, as you step in, there's a little bing bong bell that rings, and she looks up and, you know, kind of nods as if to say, you know, welcome to my store, and doesn't go out of her way to, like, you know, and she gets maybe a nod of recognition since you just met her the other night.
Okay.
And she's going back to kind of like doing something with some ledgers behind her glass booth. Laser proof glass booth, I imagine.
That's a pretty big promise, being laser proof.
Okay, so who did we talk to? Did we talk to
the kids?
Oh, we talked to the little kids.
Yes, there was a couple little kids, specifically a little vest girl named Zaza.
Okay.
Who was like, find my squawks.
Okay, that's the squawks. Which squawks are we looking for?
What? You're looking for Spike. The kids missing squawks. Spike.
Okay, yeah. The kid. Okay.
But it sometimes hangs out here with Rasputin.
Hello.
So
we're here for a very specific reason. It turns out that Zaza is missing her squawks.
Oh,
and
really?
She thought
maybe
it might be here, or you might have seen it recently.
Spike and Rasputin here have a bit of, relationship, shall we say. She does come around sometimes to, they flirt a bit. And
that's so cute.
It's cute. It is adorable. It is adorable. But sometimes, I have to shoo her out. We don't want to. When the customers are here, to have the squawks is getting too, you know, lovey-lovey.
Oh yeah, that could be
on
a problem.
Top of the merchandise. Yes,
that could be a problem. Yes. So, when's the last time you saw Spike?
It was just a couple days ago, I think. She was here. It was before the power surges.
Yeah. We're wondering if the disappearance has something to do with that.
Oh.
Did
you notice anything unusual with Rasputin?
Rasputin? No, he's a lazy son of a gun.
So the surges didn't do anything for him?
It didn't. Barely. Look, he's sleeping now. He barely wakes up only when Spike comes in.
Hmm.
And when I open the food tins, right, feed him. And like when she says food tin, like Rasputin kind of like looks up kind of lazily, perks up, and then realizes, he gives a sniff to the air and realizes there's no actual food, and then kind of goes back. Ah, you.
Well, do you have any idea where else Spike is fond of going? Or have you heard anything about other squawks that maybe something weird did happen to them with the whole thing?
No, haven't heard that much more about the stray squawks that maybe sometimes come around, live around here. There's not too many of them. The little Akaton animal control usually scoops them up.
Aww.
Oh, they go to a shelter and they get a nice forever home. It is fine.
Oh, okay.
Can any of you talk to Rasputin?
Oh.
I can talk to him. Hey, Rasputin, get up. It's time for food.
Anyone oh, like get him to answer.
Sorry, that was adorable.
I don't mean talk at him. I mean communicate with him.
Oh. I speak Patra. Is that the same thing?
No. Says the Patra.
And it's not the same thing as Yusoki, okay? We'll just get that out of the way. I understand that you might be hoping is, but it's not.
I'm sure all of you would like to see a picture of Rasputin right now.
I'm sure.
We would.
Of course we would.
Absolutely would.
This is Rasputin. Big ears, big fluffy tail. Right. Aww. Silver fur,
little
bit of stripes on the tail, a little darker stripes on the tail.
Mm-hmm. When
adorable little thing.
When Spike was here last, they didn't have a falling out or something, did they?
No, I don't think so.
Like a squawks fight?
So cute.
No, they were not fighting, no.
Maybe we should take Rasputin outside and see if he goes to where he usually goes.
Does he go outside?
Wait, does Rasputin go outside?
Is he an outside bodega cat?
He can't go. He probably would be fine out there, but he's too lazy.
Right. You said he only goes out when Spike is around, right?
Yes.
But he only even gets up.
Well, I think, he's little. We can literally pick him up and then set him down outside, right?
You could pick him up, yeah.
But I think we should ask permission first.
Circled back to the
from both of them.
Communication question. Okay. Ms. Moonpuncher, do you mind if we take your squawks outside?
Nah. Just bring him back, eh?
Okay.
You're not going to do anything to harm him, right?
No.
You two help with the bank. I trust you.
Hmm? Okay.
There's a lot of you.
Well, I'll go pick him up.
Okay. He's kind of like, there's a little, that's a little noise as you pick him up, and he's kind of floppy, a little boneless, in your arms. Clearly not like not helping you pick him up, right? Like he doesn't like jump into your arms or anything.
That's just fine.
It's a bit of a, yeah.
And then I'll walk him outside.
Okay. What are you doing to do with him?
I mean, I'm going to point him. Right. See if he seems more interested in any one particular direction than another.
He's kind of just
go find Spike.
Throw him up in the air, and whichever way he lands.
No. That's where we don't know that they land on their feet and stuff like that.
Do you have survival?
Probably. I can try anything.
Well, sure, but are you trained in? Let's ask if you're trained in survival. That would be what you would normally use to handle an animal.
No.
I'm a trained survivalist.
Okay. I've got some training in it.
Which one of you like to try to, essentially, because Ron, you kind of like, you're like, just holding him up and he's just kind of like,
he's just kind of floppy.
Kind of flopping around.
All right.
He's just, real lazy.
Someone needs to communicate. Rasputin, find Spike.
I will try.
Okay, I'll pass.
Go ahead and try. I'm not that interested.
I am also trained, so.
I'm not so good at it.
I can be a backup.
Why don't you roll a two there, Steph?
Okay.
But the two of you working together might perk him up a little bit.
Did that come through?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Oh, man. All right, let's try this.
Your roll remains a big secret to all of us.
This way. Well, me too.
It's probably a 20, though.
Probably. I
think so. We'll just use that one, that pre-20.
Right? Yeah. I pre-rolled. Oh, hey, close enough.
Natural 19.
Pretty close to a 20.
24. So you get maybe grab one of this treats, Squawk's treats that Zaza gave.
Hey.
wave it in front of his face. He sniffs up and he geeks up a little bit. And he's a little more perky at this point. Okay. And you set him down on the ground and he goes sort of like bouncing off. It's kind of around the corner, basically.
Follow that squawks
into it, like an alley that's behind.
That's right. Follow that squawks. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I bounce after him.
Okay.
Me too.
Back here in this alley, it's pretty standard alley. There's some, you know, maybe a couple sort of dumpstery garbage bins, and some cardboard boxes that have been sort of look like they've been made into almost like a little bit of a nest.
Oh,
by something. And Rasputin is kind of like hopping over to it, and he's sniffing around at it.
Are there baby squawks in our future?
Maybe.
But he is kind of like cocking his head at it.
Check out this nest.
Yeah, let's look around.
You hop in there.
Or whatever you call it.
Actually, now that I've said something, I realize I just made a big, huge mistake. It doesn't matter. It's fine. I feel like...
Don't worry, we'll explain it.
Instead, Rasputin attacks.
Nature, not survival.
It's nature, not survival to handle an animal? I forgot.
Yes.
This is all good. Nature. Yeah.
Yeah,
but anyway, if anyone is trained in nature, while you're looking at this nest, I would a nature check would be would be appropriate here.
I have the same bonus that I have in survival, so
I'm trained in nature and I'm really good at it.
You're pretty good. You're all crowding around this sort of bunch of cardboard, sort of that's been clearly like, you know, maybe chewed on a little bit here and there. Some other bits of detritus, soft detritus, have been sort of placed in there and whatnot. And it is, you know. As Scott sort of intimated, this is a nest that, you know, squawks would make for giving birth. However, there are no baby squawks here.
The
nest is currently empty.
And there isn't a parent squawks here either?
I mean, if what's been said has been believing, Rasputin might be the dad. So he's here, but there's no Spike to be seen.
Gotcha.
And he's kind of like nosing at a couple things and making kind of little sad mewling noises at the empty nest area.
Okay. Can we look for other clues? Like if something else came by here?
Maybe there's
some evidence of where the squawks might have gone.
Yeah, exactly. I'm concerned about squawks trafficking now.
You want to give me a perception check?
Yes.
May we all?
Everybody?
Yes, you can all look around. If you want to look around, feel free to give me a perception.
I definitely want to look around.
Oh, that's right. Perception's somewhere else, though. It's not under the...
That's correct. It's right underneath your armor class.
Or if you're using the HUD, it's in the other one.
Oh, it's in attributes, but not
attributes. Yeah,
not the initiative one.
Oh, right.
Yeah, perception one. There's two of them in there, so you got to make sure you use the perception.
There we go. Right, yeah. Got it.
It just says perception check.
Nice, flying. Oh, and... Oh,
that's right.
That's how we search. We just throw dice everywhere.
So many dice.
Right.
So many dice. All right. Dr. Dume got 26 there. So it's pretty
nice.
Good.
Yeah, that's a high one.
You're kind of looking around here and notice it's kind of like underneath some of this bedding, looks something plasticky kind of poking out. And you go pull it. Looks like an ID badge. The name on it is Meldo, MELDO. And it is sort of like for a construction site. An ID badge for security purposes to be like, yes, I work here at this construction site.
Okay.
I mean, let me just, sorry. The what I mean to say, I'm not sure what it is. It's for a construction company, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, with that 26, you know that company is doing sort of fairly major construction on the other side of Little Akaton. At a sort of like a not quite building a high rise, maybe sort of building another sort of, you know, mall kind of thing, like a bunch of stores.
That's exactly what Little Akaton needs, is another strip mall.
Yep.
Yes, indeed.
Well, at least you have someone to go talk to.
Yeah, let's go check it out.
Or a location.
As the squawks were building their dens, they were going places to get stuff. And they went all the way to that construction site. So maybe Spike is over there now collecting things.
Pulled this.
True.
It could be, too, that they hired this construction company to build their box.
True. Yes, that's and they didn't do a very good job.
I would say, do we want to return Rasputin if we're going to be leaving the area?
Oh, probably.
Yeah, we should do that.
Fair enough.
It's been very helpful.
You can scoop him up and bring him back inside, and he immediately goes back to sleep on a pile of fruit.
Don't worry, Rasputin, we're on the case.
You don't want to upset Moon Puncher by not bringing back her squawks.
She's like, did you get what you were looking for?
Maybe.
Another clue.
Good, good. All right. Fair enough. Clues. You got to have them, right?
Well, you didn't
it's
have
clear she doesn't.
Construction people.
Yeah, do you know about this?
Maybe
yeah,
came
construction
in and
company?
Bought something from
Oh,
you.
Yeah. Construction guys come in here all the time, buy coffee and snacks.
Makes sense. They ever ask about or pay attention to your squawks at all?
Everyone likes to pet Rasputin. It's the people who don't that I don't trust.
Okay. There could be allergies.
That makes sense to me.
I go over and pet Rasputin then.
Good. If you ever need anything, you know where to come.
Okay.
I have
You're
other,
so right. Thank you so much.
She's even got like little bits of and sort of tucked in the back, like weapon, whatchamacallits, attachments and stuff like that. Oh. It's a bodega that sells everything.
Wow.
So, do you want to head across town to this site, right?
Let's do. Yeah, let's do.
There. So you get, walk down. Anyone want to say anything before I move on? Okay. You get there and it's, there are, it's currently like not under construction currently. It's like clearly half finished, but there aren't people working there when you get there. There are a couple barriers kind of like blocking the main part of the construction off from the street that you're walking down, right? But basically they're sort of like, those sort of like yellow and black wooden horses, I think they're called, right? Just sort of the little
those are just suggestions, really.
And there are a couple, and each of them, a few of them have a couple sort of like, just sort of faintly flashing little circle lights on them. Just, this is sort of a yellow kind of like.
That's so you don't trip over them.
And that's all. Exactly.
That's all. No warning or anything.
Can see there's a lot of things that are just sort of like still covered in tarp in the building. And then there's kind of like a prefab office, but you know what I mean? Like a not quite a trailer because it's more square than a trailer would be, but sort of a prefab building that is on cinder blocks that is most likely used by like the management or the foreman, or in other things when will be removed from this area, which is the main where it is probably will eventually be maybe a parking lot or something.
Who's the best among us at like disguising ourselves as Meldo? Because I think they should have the badge on.
Well,
it doesn't have a picture.
Is there a
of him.
Picture?
No, it doesn't
matter to me. I'm just saying, like, who's the best at deceiving somebody that says, "Hey, I am Meldo"?
Yeah, not me.
I'm not it. Not very really good at it.
Plus three? I don't know.
That would be a deception. Well, mine's plus eight, but I'm a Yusoki, so if Meldo isn't in it yet.
We can't tell.
that's going to be a problem.
This is just a quick, flash of the badge. You're fine.
Well, that sort of thing, I probably would fall under deception, right? Like not really showing them what the name is.
I mean, if you want to,
I don't know if it's going to come up.
This would be appropriate, but in that situation.
My suggestion is somebody should be sort of like, owning that badge.
Yeah.
Until we actually meet up with them, and then we say, "Hey, this is yours."
Do you want to go in there, like cross the barriers?
Yes, definitely.
Oh, we cross the barriers.
Okay, it's basically you cross the barriers to some sort of like basically probably on top of the normal steel floors of a space station that's sort of omnipresent construction dirt. You know, the sort of faint white dirt, and then there's some like supplies scattered about, and then a little bit further on is the construction.
This is a surprise inspection.
I'm going to take like a squawk's eye view where might be an appealing place for me to run and hide with all my new squawks babies.
Possibly inside the construction, right? Mm-hmm. Or possibly inside. This is that sort of prefab building off to your left.
Okay.
The door is currently closed. There's like two steps leading up to the door. You guys get in here and you're beginning to kind of look around. When a gunshot rings out.
Wait, what?
And hits the dirt right in front of Starchild.
Squawks are armed?
I'm going to guess that that's not the squawks.
Oh, and dangerous.
On top of the construction area, it's like maybe like two stories, is someone sort of crouching down behind some... a little bit of construction material, clearly with a rifle kind of like just bearing down on you.
Okay, so that was a warning to get our attention.
Clearly a Yusoki from what you can see of their head with the sort of big mouse ears. And whoever it is kind of shouts out, all right, that was a warning shot.
I think you just missed.
If you... how do I say this? You can just turn around and head on out.
We're not here to hurt anybody, and we definitely don't want to get hurt. We're looking for a squawks.
This is Crimson Queen territory.
That's excellent.
I don't know anything about no squawks.
It's okay. I don't know anything about no Crimson Queens either.
Right?
So let's educate each other.
Someone want to give me like a society check?
Yeah, I do.
Sure, why not? I'm not good at it, but I could try it.
Society. That's the last kind of thing I know. Oh, that's nice though.
Who got that? Starchild, you know this. You've heard it's you know, again, maybe sort of like keeping your ear to the infosphere and social medias and whatnot. The Crimson Queens are a gang, a crime gang, one might even say, who are, mostly, Yusoki.
Okay.
I think that would be appropriate.
As Underworld lore, you recognize the Crimson Queens. They're small bananas. When one has a rifle trained on you, maybe their banana sizes don't really matter.
So banana magnifier
kind of. But wait, really, we don't mean to intrude or be getting in your way or anything like that. We're just trying to help the kid find a squawks.
Again, I don't know anything about a squawks, so you can head on out. There no such thing here.
Do you have We at the bodega where we were looking, where the squawks got lost, we found evidence of this construction company. So that's why we've come over to the site. Do you know anybody that works here?
All right. They've cleared out.
What? Why?
Somebody was shooting at them?
No. They cleared out. We moved in.
How long ago was that?
Like, they just stopped working?
Just a couple days ago.
Oh, after the oddness started?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So weird.
You ain't here trying to claim this place, are you?
No.
We're just trying to find a squawks. So where did you come from?
I think at this point someone should give me a diplomacy check. See if your friendliness comes through. And you can make a good impression.
I was just told there's no active encounter. Hang on.
So because you tried to roll that as an initiative.
Oh. I was trying to roll diplomacy as an initiative?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what it says when you roll something as initiative and there's no active encounter.
Well, I'm under skills and I'm pushing diplomacy. So what should I do instead?
I don't know. Try again.
Maybe other attributes?
You try it again.
There we go.
There you go. You did it.
Yeah.
sorry. The dog is scrambling around. He woke up and is scrambling around underneath me. There he goes. All right. Go get some water. She says, I don't see why I got to tell you anything about Crimson Queens.
Oh, you don't.
I can assure you, we don't care anything. It was just my natural
curiosity.
Yeah.
We already heard of you. We know a little bit, so.
See, the thing is that we can't go wandering off and find the squawk somewhere else until we get another clue. And we can't get a clue until we look around here. And we have reason to think that the squawks was here. Wait, are you Meldo?
We brought treats.
No thanks. I don't want to.
No, not for you. They're for Spike.
Squawkby snacks.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. The squawks we're looking for is named Spike.
Great. If you want to come in around here and poke around, it's going to cost you.
That's fair. This is your place.
Okay, what does it cost?
50 credits.
I have...
That seems a little steep.
Well, that's the price.
Sorry. You know, the last time we had to negotiate with someone, it didn't turn out so well for them. Did it, Joan?
We actually came... I have 16 gold pieces.
Is that the same as a credit?
/ credits. Sorry, that's they're just like gold. They're gold colored here. That's why I'm.
I see. Yeah.
But I have 16 of them. Can I give you these 16 and we'll call it good?
You have 16 gold?
I mean, that's what my total wealth says.
That's how much your stuff is worth. That's not many physical currency you have. If you look at your card sheet, it says,
oh, I see.
Total wealth. Right. That is how much your stuff is
that
worth.
That is my total wealth. My total coinage is one silver. I have one credit.
That's one credit.
Yeah. I have a single credit. I'm 1/50th of the way there.
Okay, I've got 7.8, so I don't think we're coming up with 50.
Well, then is there anything else you might need?
Like a service. We're good at helping people. That's what got us on this finding a missing squawks thing anyway.
Yeah, no thanks.
You're sure? We like recently broke into a bank. I was going to
ask the same thing. Yeah, exactly. We have lots of different services that we do.
It was to make a withdrawal for customers that couldn't get in. It's all legit.
Well, hold on, wait a second. Any of you a doctor?
Yes.
I'm a doctor.
Okay.
Dr. Dumay.
One of his.
That's true.
Yeah. One of his can come in here and help out. If you can do that, we'll let you poke around. But one of his at a time.
Okay.
All right. Well,
Joe, you're probably a better doctor than me.
Let me do it. Yeah, I'll go.
Okay.
If
somebody needs help and I want to help them.
Okay.
Right.
Be careful you can there, okay?
Head on up here.
Oh.
Basically.
I can't see. I have my big old character sheet in the way. Up this way.
Get that character sheet. Yeah. Head up this way. That's right. There. You see that there are like a couple more of these Yusoki kind of hiding out. By the way, I like this art with the Crimson Queens.
Oh.
Tough looking broads.
I agree.
That's they sort of like get you to come inside, and there's a fourth member of their gang. Kind of nursing a bad wound, a bad like
ooh,
gut wound.
Oh,
is it a squawk's bite? Wait,
that's a great question.
Do you want to? Yeah, do you ask that?
I mean, that's what I'll ask. Well, I can just see if I just look at the wound.
Yeah, if you want to, you look at it. It does look like an attack, like an attack from an animal.
But an animal bigger than a squawks or about the same size as a squawk? Because squawks aren't very big, if I remember.
Squawks aren't very big, but this is bigger than a squawks.
Some sort of big animal?
Some sort of animal.
Will medicine let me know what type of creature or will something else let
me? Give me a medicine check. Alrighty. This is to sort of bandage up and you can maybe look at the, you know, as you're bandaging this person up, look at the wound.
All right. I mean, that's not great, but it's not bad. It is a person actually down, like, hit points of damage I can use infusion on to try to make him feel better?
If you'd like, I'm not going to stop you. So yeah, you can get in there, sort of like bandage it, maybe put a little magic in there to heal up the wound. She's like, ah, yeah, it does look. I mean, it looks like, what's what I'm looking for? Big bite, like a bite marks, you know, teeth, like sharp teeth, canine like teeth. But the something
the vampires were here.
The vampire. No, but it's more of a you know, taking the flesh out, right?
Nice.
Something that would be about the size of a large dog or a wolf, basically.
Or something really good sized.
Yeah.
Does the wound otherwise seem infected? Like the thing might have been, sickly or diseased or something?
It's not diseased. It was just kind of like, she's just kind of like holding, mostly kind of keeping the blood had clotted, mm-hmm. right? It's not like super, I would say it's probably within like maybe earlier today or in the last night or something like that. So it's a little clotted and a little scabbing over. But it just looks like she was just in a lot of pain more. It wasn't, recent, but not like just happened. And only just sort of healing naturally, but not super well.
I see. Where did you get a wound like this?
She kind of looks around, and the other, they're kind of not, and after you've like healed her up, she's like, all right, well, creature, some monster. Was poking around here.
Here in the construction site?
Yeah, just the other night, after we, it's been a couple nights we've been here, staying here, and this thing came off the street. Vicious little, vicious thing. Red, furred, mouth like a bunch of needles, and tentacles. You didn't see tentacles. No, I saw tentacles on this thing.
Now, that's plausible. There's a lot of monsters. The galaxy's a big place. Where'd it go? Did you kill it?
Mm-mm. We trapped it, though. We trapped it. It's been actually been pretty quiet, luckily. In fact, your friends might not want to stay out there too long. Now, if it wakes up and gets out.
Boy, are my friends real competent. Well, we're looking for a missing squawks that came this way, and now I'm worried about a big monster that might have eaten the squawks we're looking for. Huh. We want to look around, if that's okay. We're not, trying to contest your territory. If dispatching this monster is something that would be helpful, maybe we can do that in exchange for you letting us take a look around for our missing squawks.
Well, you've been real helpful already, buddy. You want to tussle with that monster? That's up to you.
Well, I'm going to make it up to my friends. I'm not going to tussle with a monster myself.
It's in the office outside.
Alrighty.
Oh, and she hands you a key to that door.
Okay, thank you.
We locked it in.
Smart.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. And they kind of like retreat into the building, basically.
Alrighty. I'll come on back down to where my friends are and tell them everything that we had this conversation about. And well, I got a key.
I hope that thing hasn't found Spike.
Yeah, no kidding. Did you get a good sense of what it actually is?
No, big red furred tentacles.
Do we want to look around and see if we can see signs of Spike before we potentially let this creature out?
I think that's a good idea, because if we let it out and it's aggressive and it runs all over, it could obscure tracks or clues. So maybe we look around for tracks or clues first now that we've been given kind of the run of the place.
Yeah, not to mention eating something that we don't want it to eat.
Yeah. Okay, let's do it.
You know, poke around a little bit. I'm not going to make you more old perception checks because there's six of you and someone was bound to make it. There's some, there's in this dirt here, there's lots of boot prints and other sorts of tracks. Maybe people like these Crimson Queens may have been, you know, with their Yosoki feet about. It's kind of a mess. You know what I mean? It's not much you can really track. You do spot some of these bits of building material. This creature, whatever it is, has caught maybe some of its fur. So there's these patches of this sort of like blood red and with black tips, kind of clumps of hair.
Do any of you know what kind of creature would have this sort of fur?
Is that another nature?
It's not super dissimilar from Rasputin's fur, except for a different color.
Wait, do squawkses come in super big sizes? No. Mega squawkses?
Not generally.
Dire squawks?
Dire squawks.
Dire squawks.
Dire squawks.
Who knows? Let's look around a little bit, see what we can find.
Alrighty. Yeah, okay. We'll look for clues.
Yeah. I think that's basically the clues that you found. A lot of footprints that you can find. There's also inside the office might have some information about this construction site or whatever. But inside the building, it's not much. You know, there's like, you know, maybe some trash or debris or whatever, construction materials and whatnot. Bits of fur kind of caught a little bit. Maybe there's a little bit of blood splatter sort of closer to the building. That was probably that Crimson Queens where they had a little bit of a fight. But most actually, when you look, you know, with the eyes to sort of notice, there is sort of some blood also dried on the steps up to this office.
Where's the office?
It's this building right here, right? Oh, this that is one. The front okay. door. Yeah, it's there.
Okay.
Yep, all the way up front.
There we go.
I feel like if that's all the clues we found around here, I feel like we have to go into this building just as part of our legitimate looking around.
Due diligence, I believe it's called.
Due diligence.
So we should expect a fight, though.
That's correct.
I would imagine so, yes.
Everybody gear up.
Just curious. Do we know what color Spike is?
A good question.
Red fur is what I have remembered.
Really?
It's in my notes, so yes.
Okay.
Imagine that.
Can't get anything past Tim.
Yep. It is what it is.
It is what it is, as they say.
Truer words never spoken.
All right. Well, I'll go unlock the door, but not open the door.
Okay.
Door is unlocked.
And then if somebody a little braver, maybe Eswar cries.
You hear something moving in there.
It might be.
As you unlock the door.
The squawks.
I'm readying the treat, just in case. I have the treats in one hand.
I'll go ahead and I'll open it.
Okay. Crack the door open.
Nope, not going to need treats.
In this building, you know, there's a couple of desks, a couple of chairs, a couple of computer monitors that are currently kind of turned off, some filing cabinets and whatnot. In the corner is a kind of another one of these nests built out of like paper and stuff like that. And you can see in it four little squawks, cubs. They are basically smaller versions of the creature you see before you, which is a hulking, four-legged, furry beast, glowing red eyes, sort of tongue kind of lolling out, tentacles kind of poking up out of the fur, and like two extra tails, for a total of three. And wow. You can see just sort of barely dangling from its neck is a little name tag that says Spike.
Spike.
Oh, yeah,
still
no.
Going with
Meyer
Squawks. Yeah.
She is up, arching her back. Kind of like looking at the door, kind of letting out this low growl. The little pups also have little tentacles as well and extra tails.
What happened?
We could say kits. As it turns out, kits. Baby foxes and baby squirrels are both called kits.
Oh, there you go. Very good. These four little kits in the corner. And she's clearly like just ready to pounce if you make a false move.
Okay, easy there. As I'm holding the squawk treats.
We're gonna need a bigger squawk treat.
Can I make a nature? Can I make a nature check, or what has happened here?
No.
What do you want to do? I mean, we're right. Kind of a little bit of a small, standoff. It's you've got a wild animal-ish here, kind of look like she's protecting her cubs, right. Her kits, and so you know.
So hold up my hand.
Can I figure out what happened?
I think we calm her down first.
That'd be like it's a good question.
If you want to make an occultism, any one of those checks, nature, occultism, arcana, if you want to do that, just so if you're looking, what's your first impression of what happened here?
Okay. Look, can I cast a spell?
What kind of spell you want to cast?
It's called Analyze Target. It's a cantrip, one action.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. It gives you all the biological information.
Oh.
All right. Great.
Did you say occultism?
Occultism will work.
Yeah, yes. That's what I rolled, but I didn't roll well.
I mean, I'm not good at it, but I can try. Nope, never mind.
Well, I'm very confused.
I got a rockin' good nature.
You got a rockin' good nature. Jode, what you've noticed is something has happened. This is, you're pretty sure now the facial features and the tail and whatever and the fur, this is a squawk, just maybe horribly mutated and not in a natural way. This is pretty unnatural what's going on. One might even say eldritch.
The horror.
I rolled un-nature.
Great, you, all right, John, you learn its fingerprints. It doesn't have any. It's medical conditions. The spike has recently given birth. And other basic physiological information. She's in good health. Her blood pressure is elevated from tension. Cortisol levels, she's agitated, are pretty high, right? There you go. It's not an illusion.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just checking.
Well, that's something.
If anyone wants to medicine or treat wounds on Spike, you get a plus one.
Impersonate it.
I have no calm down wild animals spell. Is there?
Well, I'm just thinking, say the name Zaza. Zaza sent us looking for you. She sent treats.
Do I think medicine would help at all?
And just hoping that the sort of familiarity might at least pause something there and mention. Rasputin is worried about his children as much as he can be.
We should have brought Rasputin. Now that I think about it.
Well, Scott, how are you trained in nature?
I am trained in nothing. I am an operative. In second edition. Yep.
Yes, fair
enough. We got no skills in second.
We could go back and get Rasputin.
Nevertheless, Scott, you've presented some treats. You've said some calming things in a calming voice, I imagine, trying to calm her down. Give me a nature check with a +2. You might have some wisdom at least, right? I don't know.
I got nothing. Okay, I'm an operative. You don't have those luxuries.
No.
If it's not dexterity, it's a -1.
Dex and there's.
Well, still not 20s.
There's things
and hero points if you want to.
All right, so 2 modifier. Oops, that goes here. Just add that and see what nature brings. All right.
It's actually not terrible.
Pretty good. With the treats, let me just check something. She doesn't quite calm down. She doesn't back down, but she doesn't lunge at you either. She's clearly just sort of scrowling. She doesn't come forward to take the treats either, right? She's just kind of sniffing at you a little bit, but still clearly just that low growl of you better be careful, better watch out.
Yeah. Well, I'd actually just throw one as well, like one of the treats, yes, towards her so that lands at her feet so she can
attack
the treat. No. She's going to attack the treat all she wants.
She gives a little, it's clear she maybe gives a little bit of a sniff in that general direction, but she's too much of a heightened state to.
Right. She knows it's not. Yeah. Hopefully she at least interprets the gesture.
Well,
she doesn't attach it to that, though.
That was pretty good, Zosar. Now go pet the kits. You can do it, I'm sure. Just rush right by her and start handling her babies.
That's an amazingly bad idea.
I sometimes wonder if you have my best interest at heart.
Well, how are we going to get her
medicine practice?
How are we going to get Spike out of here?
Well, it's not so much getting Spike out. It's what happened. Make sure
how do we reverse what happened?
Safe, or at least, you know, make her understand. I mean, yeah, maybe we do shut, lock it, come back with the father and see if that helps. Although I don't know that the father's going to help a whole lot. He's never seemed to be all that interested in pretty much anything.
In anything, frankly.
Right. Yeah.
Classic but Debbie
that familiarity. Cat. Or, let's bring the kid back to the maniacally changed
yes,
creature.
Is there any way to knock her out without hurting her? Some sort of drug to put her to sleep or something like that that we could use?
I mean, those things exist. Tranquilizers exist. You would have to maybe go buy one. You can also just hit her non-lethally. You have a bunch of money from helping the neighborhood out. Don't forget about that.
Yeah, where'd that go? How much?
Treasury. It's in the treasury.
Oh,
don't worry about it.
How many tranquilizers can we buy with it?
It's okay. Then is there a plan at that point? Then we got 450 credits.
Oh, there you go.
Are you keeping the door open while you're kind of having this little debate?
Let's back up and close the door again.
I think I'm
going to
shut it.
Okay, you can gently shut the door. She can.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you now.
That's loud.
Yeah, the door is very loud, and it's
it is very loud.
Dog barked at the same time, and I was like, "What did that come from the foundry?"
It's like, okay.
As the door kind of closes, and Spike is kind of like a little bit backing down, to be left. You can still hear her growling at you. The reverberations of that growl as the doors close sound vaguely like the phrase. It is awake.
Oh, gee.
Oh, great.
Yep.
And that's where we'll end it tonight for this session.
Okay.
Tune in next time to find out how these intrepid heroes handle mutated squawks. Action, excitement.